Welcome to The Nightcap. It's your girl, Carolina Sanchez. And tonight's episode, we're talking a subject that is messed up time and time again. We're talking about polyamory. Now, if you think this is a free-for-all and everybody's just going around and screwing other people and cheating and this, that, and the third, that is not what this is. Polyamory is about being able to have multiple relationships or being open to having multiple relationships, whether it's romantic, sexual, asexual, and beyond, but where it's super consensual, ethical, and constant communication. What it's not polygamy, which is what people confuse it with all the time. Polygamy is when you have multiple spouses, which, by the way, in the United States, majority of the states, it is illegal. So tonight, we're talking polyamory with a mono-poly couple. Let's get into it.
Yeah, what's up for a nightcap? Chill, you know, kick back.
All right, let's dive into this topic that has so much stigma, so much misconception. And we're going to start with our first guest. We've got Emmett Aviv in the building, the poly fly guy.
Thank you much.
Thank you so much for agreeing. To have this conversation that, you know, it's something that producer Anna has been wanting to do for the longest time. We've brought it up. The issue is having people who are comfortable on camera to speak on a subject that people have stigmatized.
Understand.
Okay, so when did you find out, Emmett, that you were polyamorous?
I guess some of us find out way in life, but whether or not we admit it, that's the problem. Knowing that you have the ability or the desire to want to need, have extra people or other people in your life other than, you know, who you are married to or who you're in a relationship with. So far as when I had my first polyamorous relationship was about 5-6 years ago now.
Yeah. And how did you navigate going? Were you in a monogamous relationship at the time or...
I was separated from a monogamous relationship.
Okay.
And during that time, I had done some research on polyamory. And because I understood who I was, I started a relationship. And despite what most people think, I was the boyfriend to a married woman. So it wasn't like, you know, everybody thinks it's two women and one man. It's not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, I was the boyfriend to a married woman. And so it was a B dynamic, which meant that she was the anchor,
the hinge,
and she had a husband and she had me as a boyfriend.
Well, what you're bringing up is like different dynamics when it comes to polyamorous relationships.
Sure.
Well, first of all, let's put out there that this was all consensual.
Yes.
There was no way that the husband wasn't going to know.
No, he knew everything. I actually asked her one time we were out, does your husband know where we were at? And he's like, I asked her, what did she tell her husband? And did he know? And she's like, yeah, he knows exactly where we're at. I was like, is he gonna come get me? So I didn't really, you know, it was a new thing to me, being in a relationship, whereas there were open and understanding about what was going on.
Okay, yeah, because otherwise you're having an affair.
Because
if there are lies told in a polyamorous relationship, if
it's not
every single party is in the know, consenting to the acts, then it's not polyamorous.
Yes, it's cheating.
So did that couple approach you?
Well, after my separation, what I decided to do is voyage out looking into the community of polyamory. You know, and at first, to be honest, I didn't think I was going to be okay with it. I was like, it's all weird. But, you know, we did the safety precautions of what you need to do as, you know, someone that's going to have that type of relationship.
What are the safety precautions?
Well,
I mean, this is a whole new topic to some people who really don't understand. So what did you go through?
Well, making sure that everybody is safe and that we're not doing anything to jeopardize. You don't want to be a married woman and take something home to your husband.
Mm. Are we talking STDs here? STIs?
STDs, yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
You want to make sure that everybody's safe using precautions.
Okay, so following this relationship, obviously you've now been introduced to the polyamorous world, and you mentioned a community. How did you venture from there?
Well, after my first marriage, I decided I wanted to be me and be original in who I am, and that's how I came across the name Emmett, which means speaker of truth.
Mm.
So just living in my truth, being open enough and honest enough to tell people how I feel and what I want in my life. A lot of people have to have a lot of reasons why they want to be in this lifestyle, but it's really as simple as knowing what you want and understanding it's okay to love more than one people if that's one person, if that's what you want.
Yeah. So, okay. So tell me what happened after the relationship with the woman who was married.
I went back into a monogamous relationship.
You did, okay.
Then I moved to Houston and I had a couple other monogamous relationships. I guess I'm polyflexible.
Okay.
If I meet somebody, it's not saying that I necessarily want that. I want to be open and honest with who I am. So
yeah.
I decided to put up a profile. My profile said I was polyamorous, and then I met somebody who was open to understanding, or you know, at least open to getting to know me, and that blossomed from there. And so that's how I got into the polyamorous lifestyle.
Okay. And currently you are in what relationship?
I am in a polyamorous relationship. I have one partner currently as well, as one partner right now, seeking other sister wives, but you know, with an understanding of what exactly we want and need. So, you know, having someone already, you don't need to rush into it. So the process has been, you know, making sure that people fit into the dynamic and want the same thing we want.
Absolutely. All right, and we've got your partner here.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, you stay right there. We're going to meet Emmett's main squeeze after the break. Welcome back to The Nightcap. We've been discussing polyamory with Emmett Aviv, the poly fly guy, and he brought along his main squeeze, his partner, Lynn. Lynn, thank you so much for agreeing to be here, babe.
Thank you.
Okay, so from what I understood when we booked you guys are in a mono-poly relationship.
Correct.
Yes.
So Lynn is monogamous to you, and you are polyamorous.
Yes.
Yes.
Lynn, most people, whether they want to admit it or not, that they're polyamorous or not, would be like, absolutely not can my partner go and be poly. Obviously, that takes a lot of strength and understanding on your part. So how did that discussion come about?
He was very open and honest with me when we met. We met on a dating site.
Mm-hmm.
So everything was open and honest in the beginning.
Yeah.
So we developed a friendship first. And then, you know, we knew what was going on at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I've been through relationships. I've been married. I'm a widow. And in my eyesight, I'm like, you know, if you feel someone, you feel someone. And the dynamic of what you're feeling, you flow with it.
Yeah.
If it works, it works. If it don't, it don't.
Yeah. So what are your prerequisites for any partner that he may introduce to the dynamic you two have?
That she's open, she's honest, she wants to build, and that she's looking for what we're looking for.
What are y'all looking for?
Well,
have y'all defined that yet? Like what exactly you're looking for?
Yes. Basically someone who can love the same way we love. She's very protective of me and making sure that a woman that comes within what we're trying to build isn't just, I guess, pretending she wants it. There's so many people who want this lifestyle and it's just about sex.
Mm-hmm.
This is not about sex. This
yeah.
is about people building communities.
Having an honest relationship where we actually care about each other's needs, not just our sexual needs.
And, you know, someone that she can be, you know, sister wife, basically spend time with, do what they do as women, but still have the compassion and love for me. The same. So if a woman comes in and she's like, I don't really know, it's just like she's really protective to making sure that there's not someone that's just trying to, you know, I guess.
So as sister wives, the dynamic with you, they would actually have a relationship with you, not romantic, not sexual in any way, but like the love and care of like, this is our home.
Yes.
We both love
him
and cater to Emmett.
Emmett and our home.
And your home.
Yes.
Which isn't, and for people at home, like this isn't the only type of polyamorous relationship. There are poly relationships where they're asexual, there's no sexual interaction, or it's strictly sexual. Like, you might have a partner that you're romantically inclined to be with, and then you guys just don't match sexually, and you look for someone who does match sexually. There are so many different dynamics that can be had. So you are looking for someone who fulfills both roles, right?
Yes.
It's not just sexual, because that doesn't cater to the household, right?
Yeah. Well, also, she isn't bisexual, which is a big misunderstanding about polyamory as well. A lot of people think that everybody's having sex, and that's not the reality of it. There are different dynamics. I always say poly your way, whatever way fits you. So if you decide that you have intimate love for women, a woman and a man, you come in to us, of course she wouldn't be intimate with them, but
she's not interested
in a woman like that.
Okay, well, what we have to talk about is, for people at home coming up next, is if you think that you may be polyamorous after listening to the conversation, what steps do you take? What conversations do you have? You stay right there. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Nightcap. I've been having a wonderful conversation with a couple that's in a monopoly. The woman is monogamous and the man is polyamorous, and they're in the search for a sister wife. Are you open to having another polyamorous couple join y'all, or are you only specifically looking for a sister wife? Like, how big of a polycule are you willing to have?
So that is to be determined. We're not trying to take on a bunch of different personalities, because, as you know, having a bunch of different spirits and different people around, the most I think I can tolerate is two people.
Some people have insane polycules. I mean, it is like 10 people deep, and I am like, y'all just want orgies. Isn't true, right? It's what we like to say, right? Like, y'all just like it. But it is, at the end of the day, is people who say, like, I have the capacity to entertain in whatever format multiple people. I don't got it in me, baby. Like, Lynn's like me either.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
And you think maybe two.
Well, so I've always told her, you know, if the next woman I meet is bisexual, I couldn't limit her to not wanting someone else.
Okay, that was another question, was like, what if Lynn, in the discovery of this and seeing the dynamic, is like, you know what, I might be interested in someone else. Would you be okay?
So I've always told her from jump, you know, just, but for instance, if there is another bisexual woman that comes into my life, and then it's her and whoever else she wants to be with, and we're all together, would you want to have someone else for yourself? When, you know, whatever, would it separate our time? Would you feel, you know, some type of way, or neglected, or whatever? She's always had that from the jump. You know, if you need someone else, that's a discussion. We just talk about it. It's an open.
You keep bringing up a woman who's bisexual, but what if she's interested in another man? Is that okay?
Yeah, I as I told you, my first relationship was with a married woman. And a lot of people have this stigma or this belief that it's always two women and one man, or one man and five women, or whatever the case may be. And when it's really not that. I follow a lot of different people, and I see that the way they live their life, some men don't like women who want to have multiple men. I've dealt with it. It's not something.
It's not a deal breaker for you.
It's not a deal breaker, but it's not something I'm personally seeking.
Yeah.
To be honest, I mean, it's, you know.
I mean, wait till it comes about.
Exactly.
And see, this is the thing about being polyamorous: understanding and being willing enough to have that conversation when it happens, or when it comes to light.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying no, you can't have another man, or you can't, you know, have someone that you spend some time with. A lot of polyamorous people, you know, they don't necessarily have sex with other partners. It could be, I don't like the orchestra, but she likes to go to the orchestra. So she finds someone who they can have a platonic relationship, and they go out and do that type of thing together.
Mm-hmm.
If it leads to something, whatever, that's...
It's a conversation that needs to be had before.
Yes. Right. Always.
Because we agreed this was just platonic.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, now y'all interested. Y'all can't go around and without. Then tell us. Yeah. It yes. has to be a conversation. It's got to be consensual with all parties. Yeah. And I think that's the one thing that people don't understand is it is a lot of work to be in a polyamorous relationship or polycule or whatever it is, because it is constant, open, honest communication. And monogamous relationships fail at it every day.
Yeah. And that's because, why they fail at it.
Yeah, because they're not having communication, they're not talking. Where a polyamorous person, we're going to talk about what might could happen, how we're going to deal with it if it happens. Mm-hmm. And we have what is called table talk all the time. We sit in dinner and we talk about dynamics and what if, how would we handle this. And that's what's important to us, is that we always conversate about it. It's not like, you know, we're waiting for it to happen and then we're like, oh, okay, this is just where it is. But no, we want to know, how do you want to handle this? How do we work this? How do we work together to understand each other?
Yeah. For the people at home whose partner may bring this up, for who's potentially feeling some type of way, how do they begin the conversation, or what community can they seek out to enter this lifestyle?
So for me, because I am, so I live my life out loud. I'm polyamorous. It's all over my Facebook page. It's all over my social media.
I mean, yeah. And Lynn said it was on your profile when y'all met.
And so
it was on a dating profile.
Yeah, a dating
Facebook
profile.
Facebook dates is where we met.
Oh, okay.
Dates. A lot of people come into it and they actually feel it. Like, women, they'll inbox me and be like, I want another woman in my life. I want a woman in our household. I don't know how to tell them. Just tell them.
All right. And Lynn?
Well, from my perspective, because I'm very shy, I'm very reserved, and he's very open, and he likes to, like, tell everybody, like, broadcast everything, and I'm the one like, babe, you don't have to say this, and you don't have to do this, and you don't have to, like, show everybody this. Like, our life is our life. Like, they don't need to be knowing all this. Like, they know we love each other. They know we're together. Like, you know, that's
like,
me.
Like, keep it on the low, please.
Like I'm not ashamed that we're polyamorous. Not by no means.
Yeah.
But it don't need to be a show.
Oh, a word. Okay, I love that. All right, well, next I want to ask you guys about resources for people who are interested in joining and things they got to know ahead of time. You stay right there. More with Emmett and Lynn after the break. Welcome back to the Nightcap. We've been discussing polyamory with a polyamorous couple where it's a monopoly. Lynn is monogamous and Emmett is poly. And you've got the resources. You've told us your journey and where you guys stand and what you're looking for. But I gotta know, what did your family and friends say when you told them about this dynamic?
My friends are crazy. Like, I have like three different groups of friends. And I just came out and told them. And it was like, that's not you. No. That's not you. That's not going to last. No, that's not going to happen.
So everyone doubted. Everyone was like, absolutely not, Lynn.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And then when it did, they never not supported it.
Yeah.
Never not by one chance supported it.
Yeah.
And then when I introduced it to the family, which is my daughter and my son, they were skeptical, and they still are, but they're still supportive.
Yeah. I mean, that's tough. I mean, and I think you have to come from a place where you understand that it isn't easy for people to accept, especially when it's not so mainstream, right?
Yes, and that's the thing. It's not mainstream.
Yeah.
And so they had to understand that if I'm happy, I'm loved, I'm taken care of, then that's what's important.
Mm-hmm. And for you?
For me, I've, as she said, lived my life. I live out loud what I do.
That wasn't the original question. Is how did your friends and family receive?
They they're okay with it.
They're okay with it? Nobody was like, crazy.
I had a friend ask me, what does your mother think about it? And my response to him was, what does your mother think about you being a whore? At least I'm honest with the people I'm being with.
So, what's your mama think about you being a whore, huh? Yeah,
so people will try to tell you what you're doing wrong, but they don't look at themselves. So for me, it's just being honest and understanding who I am and just living it out loud. My mom watched Sister's Wife, so if you're asking me how my mom felt about it, it's whatever. I have my brother, of course, is like, you don't want to tell anybody. Well, I just what. So I learned to live. I lost a few hundred pounds a few years back, and when I was doing that, a lot of people watched my journey and followed what I was doing. So from that point, I kind of like, you know, I've been that type of share what you're doing, you know, because
right.
It changes.
Which is when Lynn's like, oh my God, you don't gotta share everything.
It is. That is when it happened.
That's who I am, and you know, knowing that I've saved people's life by just sharing. So I believe that I'm like Buddha. As long as I do no harm to no one, I'm not doing anything wrong.
My man said I'm like Buddha.
Harm to others.
All right, Emmett. Cheers to you. If you're curious about polyamory, you know, find a community, have honest and open conversation with your partner, and, you know, do what makes you feel good. But it's got to be consensual. See you guys next time.